This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, February 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Setting carbon sequestration goals for ag. DPR returns to its pesticide hit list and unfreeze funds, judge tells Trump administration. Legislature eyes another attempt at sequestration targets. Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael has filed a measure to make California the first state to codify into state law carbon sequestration targets for natural and working lands. Connolly reasons that, quote, climate change cannot wait and the state must act to, quote, harness the power of our forests, wetlands, and farmlands to combat this crisis. Laurie Wayburn, president of the Pacific Forest Trust, the bill's sponsor, argues California must set goals in this sector like it has with energy and with transportation. AB 491 builds on the Newsom administration's strategic plan for nature-based solutions released last year. It proposes to boost CDFA's Healthy Soils program to cover 140,000 acres in the next 4 years and 190,000 by 2045. Since its inception in 2016, the incentive program has reached about 130,000 acres, with the governor pushing for up to $85 million a year for the grants. The plan also seeks to set aside nearly 20,000 additional acres for conservation easements by 2045. Now remember, the legislature has made similar attempts over the years. Assemblymember Robert Rivas of Hollister, before taking over as Assembly Speaker, hit a roadblock for 2 years in a row. Fellow Democrats were skeptical over expanding the authority of the Air Resources Board, and the bill quietly died in an Appropriations Committee. Former Assemblymember Christina Garcia of Bell Gardens took up the mantle the following year when her bill stalled in the same committee. She cannibalized another one and revived the legislation just 3 days before the end of the 22 session, circumventing the committee. The bill, AB 1757, established an advisory committee that crafted the administration's nature-based solutions. But a farm coalition had opposed each of the attempts, arguing the sector already plays a critical climate role. They worried about setting specific targets when the industry is at the mercy of drought, markets, and pests, and said the measure would undermine existing efforts while adding cost on to farmers. DPR seeks input on cutting pesticides. The Department of Pesticide Regulation is beginning the process of establishing a hit list of priority pesticides to reduce or eliminate by 2050 under its Sustainable Pest Management Agenda. It is assembling a scientific advisory committee to inform the process and proposes a data-driven, transparent, and coordinated approach to identify human and environmental risks. The department is taking public comments on the process and will host a workshop on April the 8th. Keep in mind, the program is steering rudderless following the departure last month of Julie Henderson, who ushered in SPM as a years-long pursuit, first as a Cal EPA official and later as DPR director. After releasing a roadmap more than 2 years ago, the department is yet to follow up with the list of priority pesticides at the heart of its strategy. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. A federal judge orders Trump administration to release funds. Federal judges ordered the Trump administration to immediately unfreeze funds, including Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law dollars, and those paused by an Office of Management and Budget directive. U.S. District Judge John J. McConnell, Jr. in Rhode Island said in an order issued yesterday that the administration was not complying with the temporary restraining order he issued last month that blocked the freezes. McConnell wrote that the initial order is, quote, clear and unambiguous, and there are no barriers to the administration's compliance with it. The temporary restraining order and the latest order came in a case brought by 22 states and Washington, D.C., challenging the legality of Trump's executive orders and the memo issued by OMB that directed federal agencies to temporarily halt funding. Despite the initial order from McConnell and OMB's move to rescind the memo, states reported that the administration had still denied access to federal funds. Keep in mind, this is one of two cases challenging Trump's funding pauses. The judge in another case, filed by a group of nonprofit organizations, also temporarily blocked the administration's pause on aid. Trump USTR pick. Mexico produce exports will feature in USMCA review. Trump's nominee for U.S. trade representative says low-price fruit and vegetable imports from Mexico will be part of discussions to review a regional trade deal. Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia submitted a question for the record following Jamison Greer's confirmation hearing last week, asking whether the USTR pick would help U.S. farmers being undercut by Mexican imports. Greer pledged to ensure the issue is raised during the 2026 U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement review. Why it matters? Well, the USMCA negotiated during Trump's first term eliminated barriers for most agriculture trade between U.S. and Mexico. U.S. producers, particularly tomato growers in Florida, have complained that Mexico uses unfair trade advantages in the form of lower labor costs and higher levels of government support to undercut American farmers. Western Democrats urging resumption of wildfire prevention projects. 12 Western Senate Democrats are urging the Bureau of Land Management to resume hazardous fuels reduction projects after hearing reports of stop work orders issued by the agency. The fuels reduction projects are meant to combat wildfires under a wildfire crisis strategy adopted in the Biden administration, and the lawmakers say in a letter that they, quote, save lives and property, they reduce the danger to firefighters, and return our lands to a fire-adapted ecosystem that can better withstand the threat to human life, communities, infrastructure, and property. These stop work orders and funding freezes jeopardize communities that depend on a robust federal response to our wildfire crisis, and also jeopardize small businesses, often in frontier and rural communities, that are contracted to do the work on the ground to reduce hazardous fuels, the senators say. Now take note, the senators say they worry Forest Service projects will be next. Here's today's final word. Maybe they should rethink how they rake the force. That Senate Pro Tem Mike McGuire, who blasted House Speaker Mike Johnson for agreeing with President Donald Trump on adding conditions to wildfire aid for California. After Johnson's criticism of the state fire prevention efforts, McGuire tweeted on X that the federal government manages nearly 60% of California's forest land. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, February 11th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.